Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon around this time, we try to bring you different ways or measures, little things you can introduce to your daily life to maybe help you to live well. And today we're going to find out about Trica. Brian Lee is the founder of Trica. He's with me in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What is Trica, first of all?
Trica is a hybrid fitness race that is accessible for all levels, from 16 to 80 years old. It's a hybrid race that we believe will attract the everyday runner of 5K, get people out there, motivate them to set a goal in their calendar and not just become all about the top athletes that are all about focusing on winning. We want about trying.
So we've been chatting a lot or hearing, I suppose, a lot in recent times about HYROX. Is it something similar? Is it totally different?
It is similar to HYROX, where I competed in HYROX before and I see it as it's a harder, aggressive, and it doesn't appeal, it intimidates a lot of people. So this is where we've seen the gap in the market for Trica to create a race and a brand and a culture and a community based that is a fitness race for everyone.
Yeah. So you've come up with this. It's not that it's a franchise like the way HYROX or CrossFit initially came from the States or Australia. This is actually something that you here in Ireland have come up with.
This is an Irish startup business that we've created ourselves.
Okay.
And we look to take this global. We're not just looking at Ireland.
So if you're somebody who's maybe a regular CrossFitter or maybe if you've been to some of the HYROX classes, how would you describe this?
So the biggest difference we've made starting off, we will evolve as we go and keep it more diverse and changing to make it more interesting. The first thing we've done is we reduced the kilometre runs down to 800, but we've also brought in a more accessible version, which is half of their runs, which is 500 metre runs.
Because the HYROX is, it's typically between each station. It's 1 kilometre, isn't it?
1 kilometre you have to run.
So we have
a 500 metre run option, which we feel is a very achievable amount for any level of person. Mm. We've also removed the Grinnison wall ball station for many reasons. A main reason we see is the standard of judging just cannot be matched across the board. We're also bringing in a new exercise called the Ram Thruster, which is like squat and press. And we will have AI cameras judging them. So instead of relying on...
So there's no cheating?
It's not about no cheating. Everybody's being judged to the same standard.
Right.
Because when you bring in volunteers or judges, someone's standard over the others, it tends to be a little bit different.
I know people who've competed and taken part at the HYROX competitions. Is that what happens? It's an individual that's standing there judging you?
Yeah, so on the wall ball station, on their event, there's a volunteer that's there counting your reps. Did the ball hit the target? Did you go deep enough on your squat? Which there's been a lot of controversy and I think it's something that needs to go.
Yeah.
The other part of it is we're finishing our first event on the burpee broad jump and a 40 metre sprint, which we feel is more exciting finish for a fan engagement and even an athlete. If they're, you know, it's a movement towards the finish line. You can see who's in the lead. You can see who's ahead of you. Where you're on a wall ball station, you're sitting there, you've done 20 reps, you're bending over, panting for a breath. What's exciting about that for a finish? I think it's a bit of an anti-climax.
Is it a big spectator sport anyway? I know you're talking about Trica, but HYROX, as listeners might know.
Yeah, no, that's one of the main things. It's a community engagement. Your family, your friends, they come along and they support you and cheer you on. So because it's all predominantly indoor, unless you're in warmer climate countries, it's very accessible for spectators, and that's one of the things we would be encouraging.
Yeah,
to bring on your support.
What sort of motivated you to introduce this?
For me, I wanted to do what I did for Freshly Chopped for healthy food, what I can do for the fitness.
Because you're one of the founders of Chopped, of course, the shops that people will be aware of.
Yeah, that was my previous business, and I was looking for something that motivates me more to help people get up and move, have goals in their diaries, to challenge themselves to do. Because if you don't have something, I believe, in your diary to get moving and get going, it's very hard to stay at something. By having 4 Irish races a year, whereas the competitors only have 1, making it more accessible, this is a league format that we're creating. It's not just a one-off event. It's a league format. You can continue and you collect points throughout the season. The bigger division you have, the more points up for grabs.
So if you're somebody that's maybe, you know, you enjoy the gym, or perhaps you've, you know, you take part in classes, or you've been to CrossFit classes or whatever, this is, would we, is, could you describe it? Is it an easier Hyrox? Is that how you might sell it?
I would like to say it's more accessible in the sense that there's more people that can do this. You can make it as hard as you want by the effort you put into it.
Yeah.
So if you want to go for that record time, you can still push yourself to the maximum levels. So easier is probably not the right word. It's more accessible, that it's, there's an entry level race where we play the Troika 500 is more accessible for those.
Well, the fact you've the different even kind of running levels between, how many stations, sorry, did you say, as part
of the? There's eight stations.
Eight stations.
Oh, but with the different, the Troika 500, it's great for first timers. It, you can do that individually. You can do it with a partner. And you can also do it as a relay team of four people.
Great.
And you can only do two workouts and two runs as a relay. So that's good for the corporates. So we have over 200 affiliate gyms, clubs and corporate companies already signed up. So there's a lot of companies getting on board as well as gyms to encourage this. So we're going to have the Fittest Companies League and try and promote them.
The Fittest Company.
News Talk is coming on.
Don't even mention it. The next thing we'll be signed up to take part in this. The first event though, Brian, when's that happening?
Our first event is going to be in Sims's Court, the RDS Sims's Court, on the 11th and 12th of October.
Okay.
And we're going on pre-sale tomorrow at 12 p.m. for anybody that has pre-registered on our website. So they can go on now, pre-register their interest, and they will be sent the link ready for their pre-sale tomorrow.
Do you know, one of the things I hear, a few of my friends that take part in or, you know, have competed at some of the Hyrox competitions, and I know that's now a competitor to what you're doing, but one of the things I hear people talking about is actually how difficult it is to get tickets to these events.
Yeah, we're expecting this to be a sellout very fast. We've over 2,500 people pre-registered their interest just to get access to the pre-sale thing. Link, and we have over 200 affiliate gyms, and that's growing every day. Every time we go on, there's more and more coming in. So the affiliate gyms got first access. They've already been given access to get tickets for their members at a set limit. We feel as an affiliate, you should be kind of first granted permission to get tickets.
Yeah.
A lot of people are paying other to be affiliates. There's no charge with Troika at the moment, and that allows them first access. So with 50% of the tickets are gone to affiliates. Another 30% will go on pre-sale, and the final 20% will go on the general sale on the 19th.
Okay. Do you know, like, there's been a huge shift, I suppose, in gym enthusiasts' interest in taking part in a lot of these kind of competitive leagues worldwide?
I think there's a shift in culture. Like, the day of people going out, meeting in the clubs and the bars and socialising is changing to more health and well-being events. So people are meeting their partners now at these at a fitness event versus going to the gym or the club or the pub. They want more health and well-being kind of things within their diary. So the whole social culture is changing to having something to look forward to train together. A lot of people like to travel to these events and then make a weekend of it with their friends. So I think there's a massive change, and we're seeing the average age of 40 of people, 40 years old, of people registering for interest.
Okay.
Our first person to buy a ticket on the affiliates was 65 years old.
Right. Okay.
So we have people 75 already on the list. So it's a massive diverse amount of people that can get involved.
And obviously, as you say too, it's accessible to all ages and all fitness levels, I suppose, which might be a big appeal for people.
We also have introduced the adaptive category as well. The adaptive is like for blind, any disability, they can still take part in this and will assist them.
Now, listeners wondering, Brian, how do businesses sign up? Is it more expensive than some of the other hybrid league competitions that are out there? Or?
That's a good question. So to compete in the Hyrox Dublin, it was 155 with accessibility to change your name on your ticket if you needed it. And also you needed to pay €20 or €15 to go in as a spectator on top of that. We're charging €110 flat per person, which gives you weekend access, gives you flexibility to change the name of the ticket. So we were much cheaper than the competition.
So, but it's obviously, it's a new, Troika is a new event as well though, isn't it? This is the first of it that's taken place.
First of it. And we're having that grand finale in Portugal next October.
Okay. And just for businesses to sign up.
So they can go on to our Troika.fit and become an affiliate. There's an affiliate link there for no cost. and we will send them the pre-sale link after they do that.
Okay, and you mentioned that the tickets, the pre-sale tickets for anybody else who's even not a business but might want to just join up themselves as an individual or with a partner.
Yes.
That's happening tomorrow.
That's happening tomorrow at 12 p.m. once they have pre-registered on our website.
Good stuff. Listen, Brian, thanks a million for coming in,
joining us
today. Not at all. To tell us a little bit about Trika, what it is and how it might help you to live well. That's Brian Lee, who is the founder of Trika.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.